In specialty crop news today, citrus growers around the state are watching San Luis Obispo County as more Asian citrus psyllids are discovered in the area. The psyllids were first found in the area back in March, then a second adult found earlier this month. Now, California Department of Food and Agriculture officials say there has been another find in three locations in a northeast part of the county, with psyllids in all life stages. This is especially bad news because it shows a breeding population of psyllids. Parts of the county are already under a citrus quarantine, which is also the case for several other counties around the state. The Asian citrus psyllid can carry and spread Wong-Long-Bing disease, or HLB, which kills citrus trees. So far, only one tree in California has been confirmed with HLB. That was in Los Angeles County in 2012. However, the disease has devastated the citrus industries in other areas, such as Florida and Brazil. Wong-Long-Bing and the Asian citrus psyllid are key topics at this year's Citrus Expo, which starts today in North Fort Myers, Florida. The Citrus Expo is held each year by our parent company, Agnet Media. Taylor Hillman flew out to Florida for the event, and he will be bringing us reports on the latest research into ACP control and HLB prevention. Keep listening to your Agnet West station or follow us on Twitter for updates. Meanwhile, more news coming out of the citrus industry. China has reopened the doors for California citrus. It's a story we've been following at Agnet West. China stopped allowing citrus from California about 14 months ago, citing worries about the citrus disease brown rot and the Fuller rose beetle. As we reported earlier this summer, a Chinese delegation visited California as a major component of the decision to reopen the doors. The new agreement is for 2 years to start with and includes new, stricter measures for the citrus industry. Measures include applying at least one copper application after the first rainfall and harvesting only fruit that is higher than 20 inches from the ground, plus several other measures. I'm Sabrina Hill for California's Real Farm Radio, AgnetWest.com.